rising sun, we love and cherish. We have vanquished our enemies. All hail Biafra. God bless Biafra. Biafra, we have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Welcome back, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you back again. We do apologize for the slight hiccup. We wanted to make sure that our transmission this evening goes very well without any disruption, without any cutting. That was why we had to restart the program once again. We thank Uchemefor for being at the helm, for being very diligent, and for being very responsive. We cannot thank him enough for what he's been doing for Radio Biafra and for the entire Biafran struggle. Staying awake up at night and making sure that our transmission from here in Houston, Texas to London and for onward broadcast to the world goes on very smoothly. Uchemefo, you're doing a very wonderful job, and the entire Biafran family is grateful to you for what you have been doing for your people. Once again, listeners, we're welcoming you back. This is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you from Houston here in Texas. I'm in the company of our dear brother Cliff Odiranya, who is the host of Radio Biafra here in Houston, and our devoted sister Chidera Akabu. What is it? How do you pronounce it again?
Akabu.
I wish you can tell us what that means as we proceed later on today. I am Nnamdi Kanu. My name is very straightforward. My surname is Kamanu Ososo, which means the God of Thunder and Lightning. That is the full meaning of my name. We shorten it to Kanu. We are here to bring you news, views, analysis, and commentaries regarding how we are all going to bring about Biafra, because Biafra is the kingdom of heaven on this very earth. Biafra encompasses the people of Idoma, the people of Igbo, the Bibios, the Efiks, the Bankes, even the Sokos. We are going to come to that. Is the Soko different from Ishekiri and Urobo? Are they all the same people?
Yes, they are. Just a slight difference in the language.
In language. They're all the same people. All of them up until Ebwanke, they are coming with us. We are not going to leave Ebwanke people to any other nationality. They are full Igbo people. regardless of the gerrymandering by Ubomudia, they are part of us and they are coming with us. And as we always say here, there is no retreat, there is no surrender. It's either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. And as our brother will say, we take everything along with us at the same time. Any nega musiaba, they don't want us to go. We value our honor and integrity over life itself. Life is meaningless. Integrity and honor of your people is more important than anything else on this planet. We are welcoming you on this day, the 29th of June in the year of our Lord 2013. Wherever you are on this planet, please tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your enemies as well. That Radio Biafra is on the air, and you can access us via www.radiobiafra.co, bilierhumanrights.org, freedomvoicemedia.com, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. We are welcoming all of you. Go to your Facebook, go to your Twitter, go to your WhatsApp, go to your BlackBerry, go on any platform you run, including Yahoo Messenger, if people are still using that these days. Tell your friends that Radio Biafra is on the air, that we are welcoming everybody, that everybody's contribution is allowed. This is the only platform on this planet where you can speak your mind without censorship. This is the only platform on this planet where you can speak in one country and your views and your voice will be heard all over the world. You can join us by dialing +1 404 7898796. This number is on the top right hand corner of your phone, is on the top right hand corner of your computer, is on the top right hand corner of your tablet or any other device you're using to listen to us today. On Tango is +44 78 31 308 376. Please, Radio Biafra is here. Please, if you go to our Facebook, continue to add your friends. Continue to add your friends to Radio Biafra group. Continue to add your friends, please. We need as many people as possible on that very platform. It is very, very important. Before we proceed to go and bring you a packed headline and news summary this afternoon from Houston, Texas, and this evening from Biafra Land and London also, we will please go to our people here in the studio to say hello to you one after the other. Please, Clifford.
Union of Amer, Yorobo, Ado, Isoko, Efe, Kobuo, Ishekiri, Eranwuro, Eranstor, Eranleo, Okwano, Onoriweleo, Ajie, Ebanke, Eka, Ndao, Alua, Aha, My Ijo people, Tobrae, Efi, Ah, I agree to na, and I say Idemfo. And same to everybody from Biafra land. A special greeting to my people, where Nnamdi Kanu come from. Ekene Obizi, Ohunhun, Ibeku, Afara, Ipupe, Ubakala, Nsirimo, Mama o. Ndi aro ndi nwem aro kibo. Mazi orihe orihe. Uguta Meshi, I greet you people. My name is Clifford Iruanya. I am from Arondi Onyemobi in Uguta local government area. I use this opportunity to welcome everybody, Biafrans and friends of Biafra, to today's broadcast. Please sit down, relax, and enjoy the interaction. But I promise you one thing, that Biafra is moving on. We are marching on. We have only two options. Either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. And should we die getting Biafra, we are taking down everybody with us. There will be no Nigeria. We will level the country.
Exactly. Everybody will come with us. Everybody, because we have not stolen anything from anybody. Please, Chidera, if you can. Yes, when you can get yourself together, please.
Okay. Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Chidera Akabo. I welcome you to today's edition and says good afternoon from here, Houston, Texas. And good morning to some of you that are ready in the next day. Good evening and good night and stay tuned.
Yes, and stay tuned. We don't want you to go anywhere else on this day. What we're going to do today is not an experimentation. Of course, it's something very new for all of us. This is an interactive platform. This is where we don't script anything. Anything you hear from Radio Biafra on this session is entirely live. The only time you can listen to us is if you go and download any of our previous broadcasts. Please direct your friends. If there are people asking you, what are we going to do? What do you want us to do? How do we want to, how do you explain to us what you're doing? How do we know what you're doing? The best thing to do, please, is to ask them to go to Radio Biafra website. Ask them to go to www.radiobiafra.co/broadcast. If you go there, you see all our broadcasts. If you want to join what Radio Biafra is doing, if you want to join what Bilie Human Rights Initiative is doing, all you need to do is to go to the website and volunteer. This is Radio Biafra, the official mouthpiece and voice of the Biafran people, seeking to restore the glory lost to them in 1970 all over the planet. This is the only place where you speak in one country, you hear your voice in another. This is the only place where you make your suggestions, and that will be taken on board as long as you are making valid sense and as long as other people agree with you as well. Radio Biafra is a public platform. It is owned by Biafran people. It is not owned by any individual or group of individuals. It belongs to Biafran people wherever they are on this planet. This is your radio station, and we are welcoming you to this very edition of our program today from Houston, a very hot, very, very hot Houston here in Texas. Somebody rang earlier and said they never knew that America was hot. And I said, you've done anything about heat until you come to this very place. It is unforgivably hot. It is exceptionally hot, but we are keeping cool. Our studios are very cool. And we also have water with us. Yes, we have water with us, isn't it?
Yes.
As we continue to bring this program this very day, we are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. Our headline on this day, the 29th of June, in the year of our Lord, 2013, is this. I will start with the first one. Our signature headline this evening that we'll be going into, revealing to you things that you never hear anywhere else, things that only Radio Biafra can bring to you. Of course, this news has broken courtesy of the work that Carol Monday is doing. We are reporting today that Bill Gates, the owner of Microsoft, donated $750,000 to Anambra State government to help in the funding of education in the state. This money has gone missing. Bill Gates gave $750,000 to Governor Peter Obi of Anambra State, the butcher of our people in Izu River, the man who is making life intolerable for our people. All he does is to govern online. $750,000 were given to Peter Obi. Very shortly, we will tell you what he did with this money. We have been following the trail of this money. This is Radio Biafra. We leave no stone unturned. We have been following the trail of this money, and we're going to tell you what happened to it, piece by piece, cent for cent, dollar for dollar. We are going to tell you what happened to this very money given by Bill Gates and Anambra State people, which Peter Obi, in his usual grand manner, has criminally siphoned off to various accounts that he owns all over the place. We'll be coming to that later on. And in continuation of our presentation this evening, we'll go to Chidera to please give us, you'll give us the news in summary. Is that correct?
Yes.
But I will proceed to give the main headlines, the way it affects our people today. We are reporting that there's been an economic integration or a summit agitating for economic integration of Igbos in the diaspora. We will try to explain what this means in simple English, in plain English, or even in Igbo, or even in Ibibio, Efik, Ejo, or any of the other languages that Biafran speak. Economic integration of Igbos in the diaspora. There's been a conference. We'll tell you what they are reporting. We are also telling you this evening that Governor Rachel Okorocha and the ex-well governor of Imo State, Atiku Denwa, is fighting for APC. That is rivalry. This was a man that rode on the back of His Excellency, the late General Dim Odumegwu Ojukwu, to secure the coveted position of Imo State governor. Now he has taken everything and handed it over to Hausa people. Not only that, him, Rochas Okorocha, and Achike Udenwa, the former governor of the state, are disgracefully fighting to see who will serve Hausa people better. These men without shame are fighting who will serve Buhari better. We'll be bringing you the news in detail later on, because it affects Biafrans. It affects what most of us worked for, which is ABGA, to put ABGA on a sound footing politically, and now this is what they have done with it. We'll be reporting this to you this evening. In Borno and Plateau states, 70 more persons have been killed. 70. Iriasa, is that what it's called?
Yes.
70 people again today have been killed in renewed clashes between Boko Haram and the so-called Joint Task Force, which comprises the Nigerian military and the police, fighting them in Borno State. 70 more people dead in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, which most people prefer to call a cemetery, and is living up to its billing. The killing will not stop until they get their independent Islamic Sharia state in the north, which, incidentally, Radio Biafra supports to the hilt. We support them to get their own Islamic state in the north. We are also telling you this evening that, or this afternoon from Houston, Texas, that 3 more people have been abducted in Yobe. As Boko Haram continue to kill soldiers, they have killed 1 soldier and abducted 2. These are the tactics they learned from Iraq. These are the tactics they learned from Afghanistan, and it is working. They will continue killing each other until they are free. Please, Chidera, if you can go back, please, to begin to give us the news in summary, starting with what these people are talking about: economic integration without political emancipation, which is nonsense. Please give us this news in detail.
The Southeast Communities Development Association, SEGDA, Ohanaeze Ndigbo, and Igbo professionals in diaspora have commenced moves to improve the economic and infrastructural development of the region. Rising from a meeting in Enugu, representatives of Ndigbo in the diaspora, Dr. Anayo Robert Dikupu and Dr. Chinweke Justice Okengwosu, announced that Igbos in diaspora were ready to pull resources together to transfer technology and build industrial villages across the region. According to Dikupu, the meeting centered on how Igbos in the diaspora would collaborate with the Southeast Communities Development Association, SEGDA, to move the region forward. His words, which: "We have come to the realization that it is time for Ndibo to look inwards for investment. It is time for Ndibo in the diaspora to repatriate their wealth. During their civil war, we were able to do Obunigwe. We refined petroleum. We were able to do all these things that we know we can do." As Imo governor gets party deputy national, their chair position presidential ambition shaky, the soul of Imo State chapter of All Progressive Congress, APC, appears to have fallen in the firm grip of Imo State Governor Owele Rocha Sokorocha, thus strangulating the intention of ex-governor Achiku Denwa to spearhead the yet-to-be-registered party in the state. While Okorocha's camp is basking on the euphoria that it has succeeded in getting his political ally, Senator Annie Okonkwo, to clinch the Deputy National Chairman Southeast position in the APC, Udenwa's camp is sulking over its inability to get the nod of ACN bigwigs to be the interim national chairman of the APC. Trumpeter had learnt Udenwa allegedly made underground moves to be the interim APC national chair in the newly constituted interim national leadership, until he lost out to BC Akande, who eventually got the nod of ACN bigwigs such as Bola Tinubu to lead the party. No fewer than 70 persons, including some leaders of Boko Haram, were killed in both Borno and Plateau states during separate skirmishes, which in the last three days in the country. Gunmen suspected to be Boko Haram also had last night reportedly killed a soldier and abducted 3 others during an attack on the military in Portiscom, Yobe State, a military source revealed. Sources confirmed that the incident to newsmen in Damaturu, the Yobe State capital, saying that the corpse of the deceased soldier had been brought to Portiscom and deposited at a hospital morgue in Damaturu town. Gunmen suspected to be members of Boko Haram last night killed a soldier.
Yes, and abducted 3.
Yes, and abducted 3 others during an attack on the military in Portiscom town of Yobe State.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We have, by way of recap, we are reminding you this evening, as part of our headline, that Governor Peter Obi received money from the owner of Microsoft. When you open your computer and you see Windows, the owner of the company that makes Microsoft software, the Windows that you see all this time, his name is Bill Gates, at one time the richest man in the whole world. This man gave Anambra people They said Anambra is the brain of the nation. It is doing quite well. Peter Obi went to beg because some people made representations and have been writing to various foundations all across the world to bring money into Anambra State because people, we are not going to school anymore in Anambra State. As a result, Bill Gates gave $750,000 to Anambra State government to assist in the funding of education. On the 13th of June, it was published how Peter Obi was going to use the monies donated in the development of the teaching hospital and maternity. The truth is that the governor kept more than 70 billion because when he converted, my math is not very good, please can somebody get calculator, and times 750,000 by 155 naira, please, good, meaning that 155 naira buys you $1. Please let us get the amount in naira. We want to report this news as clearly as it is breaking, as clearly as it is happening. They swept this under the carpet. They didn't want anybody to know. This is the type of news you know when you listen to Radio Biafra. This is the type of news why Radio Biafra was set up, so that the deception, the cheating, the looting, the gerrymandering that has been going on in government corridors all across Biafra land will be exposed for the world to make their minds up on some of these people that some of us are clamoring all around all the time, saying that they are doing fantastically well. We want to know how much this is. This money was given to Peter Obi. 70 billion was deposited in different bank accounts by the governor of Anambra State, Governor Peter Obi. Most of it was deposited in his bank, Fidelity Bank, to earn interest for himself. He was pretending to be saving the people's money in these accounts to accrue interest, whereas this money was deposited in his own bank that he owns, which is the Fidelity Bank. He did not use even up to half of the money, because the total money came to 116 billion. The total money given to him was 116 billion 25 million naira. Where he spent the rest on, we do not know. But we know that he deposited 70 billion in his own bank, the Fidelity Bank. He did not use even up to 250,000 of that donation for the schools. His state has 95% unemployment. In the name of our corner, Anambra State, people without a job in Anambra State is 95%. The schools are in decay, not just decay. There are no schools. They have fallen apart. Even the teachers and lecturers are illiterates. They have barely turned to illiterates, not through a fault of their own. People are not being paid. Teachers are not being paid. Whereas this man is sitting on a donation that was given to Igbo people by a white person. It is a lesson for all of us. Even those of us who are reluctant to support the Biafran struggle, those of us who are reluctant to support what Radio Biafra is doing, those of us who are reluctant to contribute towards the purchase of the transmitter, this is a shame unto all of you. A white person that owes Anambra people nothing, a white man that owes Igbo people nothing, out of the suffering and the petition they have been receiving regarding the hopelessness of this education system in Anambra State, decided to give $750,000 to Anambra State, to Peter Obi. Peter Obi converted the money and deposited 70 billion of this amount in his own bank, the Fidelity Bank, telling Anambra people that it is there to accrue interest when they have 95% unemployment. People are not being paid. Teachers are not being paid. The workers at the state telecommunications company are not being paid. Yet we are told this man is doing fabulously well. Peter Obi said in his speech, when he acknowledged that this money came in, having been exposed, that fairness is fairness. But what is fair about two of me or one of you, when Peter Obi is one man and Anambra State is roughly 5 million adults? Why is it that only this man can be allowed to deposit the money belonging to Anambra State in his own bank, the Fidelity Bank? Bill Gates' wife is Melinda. She is listening today because she is in Houston here in Texas. She has been contacted by people to listen to Radio Biafra broadcast to know what her husband's money is doing in Anambra State, what they are using it for. to be is a death knell upon our people. They are killing our people. And the sooner we wake up, the better for everybody. Because of the lateness of our start this evening, let us go and attempt to take this call as we proceed. That this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you from Houston, Texas. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good afternoon. This is Ify. I'm calling from Colorado.
Yes, Ify from Colorado. Please go ahead.
Okay. I just started listening to Radio Biafra right now, and I heard you guys saying that we'll be involving the Ijaws, Ishikiris, and all these other ethnic groups. And I'm like, why do we need all those people in Biafra? By the time we get Biafra, While we're still doing the same mistakes, making the same mistakes I make in the past, these same people sabotage the war during the Biafran war. Ndi Ijaw tomorrow can assist and factual Ijaw nation. Ndi Calabar conquest. All these people hate Igbos. Why are we still drawing them in into the Biafran? I actually like this Biafran but specifically for we Igbos. Kaimari signing. Condemn your risk for money to Biafra, they'll be like, Igbos are marginalized, Bakwafa, and all of this, you know? Let them, open up for the interested in the Biafra. Let them come out. Let them come out in the open. Let us know that they want the Biafra. Or why is it a Biafra? So I guess they need a little. It doesn't work that way. And remember,
Yes, what you're saying is correct, but I will address your question one after the other. The people of Ebwanke is in present day Edo State. The language they speak is Igbo language. There seems to be a myth with some people. What I can tell you is that Goodluck Jonathan is from Ijaw. I'm sure you know that, my dear sister. Goodluck Jonathan, the president of Nigeria, claims to be an Ijaw man. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you now categorically that Goodluck Jonathan speaks perfect Igbo and understands it perfectly well. The first person to take Nigeria, the thing is that because the people that support Biafra within these areas, they are not noisemakers. And even when they want to go and publish their news in the Nigerian papers controlled by Yoruba people, nobody writes about them. So you don't hear about them. But if you come with an anti-Biafra propaganda, the Yoruba Hausa-dominated media will write about it. The reason why I'm saying this is because Apostle Jana Kalada from Bonny. Apostle Jana Kalada lives in Port Harcourt. He is from Bonny. Born and raised in Bonny, was the first person, even before we dreamt about it, was the first person to take the federal government of Nigeria to court to demand to be known as a Biafran before anybody even woke up to the idea of taking Nigeria to court. Somebody from Bonny did it. His name is Apostle Jana Kalada. That is number one. Number two is the people that started MASOP originally, who had amongst them Barrister Uche Okoku, who is from Ikwere. They started it. They came to this United States to open Biafra House in Washington, D.C. He is from Ikwere. My dear sister, you will not hear about him because the people that write the newspapers in Nigeria want to give the world the impression that we are divided, that they hate us. These people do not hate us. I am also certain that you have heard about the interview given by Asare Dokobo, where he apologized for the role they played during the war. He was open.
As of that, I feel that these people are doing all this because they want us to vote for their person, Goodluck Jonathan, for a second time. Goodluck Jonathan, we even voted for him in mass. And at the end of the day, what has he done for Igbo land? Nothing. Why are we still deceiving ourselves with these people? They know what they are doing. At the end of the day, they will take over and say, no, we are not Biafrans. No, we are still with Biafrans. I don't have a problem if they want to be part of us, but I don't want us to be including them when they do not want to be part of us. I do not want us to be including them when, at the end of the day, they say we are discriminating against them or we are marginalizing them in Biafra because they are minorities. And I go on Radio Biafra London Facebook page. I look at the names that post things on Biafra. I don't see any of these minorities. All I see are Igbo names. All I see are Igbo people saying, Igbo when, let's get this Biafra. That's all I see. And when I listen to Radio Biafra London, what I hear is you calling on Igbo people to come out, even here in the US. You're not calling on the Ijaw, you're not calling on the Efik. You're calling mainly the Igbo people.
Because, you know, yeah, so I'll tell you. I understand what you're saying, and I accept your reservation on some of these issues. But when we are calling on Igbo people to come out, because it is Igbo people who are stopping us from getting Biafra, the Ijaw people are ready, the Efik people are ready, the Bibio people are ready. The people stopping us are our own people here. That is why we are concentrating on them. And we must make one thing abundantly clear as well. Philip Effiong was the second in command to Ojukwu.
Yes, sir.
And they fought.
I know that, sir. Mm-hmm. I know that. Okay, well, I don't know what you're saying, but I also like maybe just like maybe an advice, just my own input. If it's possible for you all, when you are talking about this Biafra, you can say, yes, all these people are part of it, but we will not hesitate to let go of any of these tribes that say they don't want their strength.
Thank you very much.
Because we are not begging them.
Thank you
very
much. You have answered it. That is what I would have said in conclusion, but you have concluded for me. So you and I are singing from perfectly, not just the same stanza, but from the same line. You are correct. Our line is very simple. We will include them, because imagine what will happen if we don't include them. The Yorubas will go and tell them, they say, you say you're related to them. Please, can you tell me how the Greek people in Isoko, what do they call vegetable in Isoko, please?
Ogu, they call it Ogu. And in-law, they call in-law. And Isoko man calls in-law Ogo.
We saw one in a chemist not too far, in a pharmacy we went down from where we are staying at, a short while ago. Clifford asked her, we asked her, where are you from? She said, I'm Isoko. We're telling her about Biafra. She said, Delta. We said Weapons of Delta. She said Isoko. And Clifford said to her, "What if I marry from your place, what would you call me?" She said Ogo. And Ogo in my own language means in-law. It is in their language. If you go to Nsukka today, my dear sister, I can assure you, if they start speaking Igbo in Nsukka, you will think they are from Benue State. You will not hear one piece. Exactly. So the problem is that every nationality that encompass the old Biafra, even the new one that we're fighting for, believe you me, Igbo language makes up a significant or a sizable contribution to their lexicon if you go and investigate it properly. Cancer, we was at Government College Omuahia, my alma mater. He was speaking Igbo whilst he was in school, and English, of course. All these people, President of Nigeria is a Bele Goodluck Jonathan, they are all Igbo people. If you go to Idoma, which is Lower Benue, they have Eke, Orie, Afo, Nkwo. How then can you come out and say that these people are not Igbo people? In Cross River State, they have Obase as God, the same God that we call Obase. We have Okonkwo, where we come from, which we got from them. Ibibio means Ibonta. How then can you say to such people, you are not one of us, and then allow Yorubas to be feeding them with more lies? We don't want that to happen. If they want to break away, as you said, once Biafra is about to come and we poll them, we go to for a referendum and they say, we don't want to be part of Biafra. And I have a Hagawa. We're not forcing anybody to be part of Biafra. We can't force anybody to be part of Biafra. If they want to go, let them go. That's what we're saying.
And if you notice, some of the people in Nafanga interrupt, they feel that I need them with their oil. They forget that most nations don't use natural resources. Biafra, despite the state, can survive as a country. There are so many tiny countries in this world that are making waves. For example, Luxembourg. It's a tiny country, but it's one of the richest countries.
Get a pen and paper, and we want our listeners to do the same. This is the counter argument to present to these people when they tell you the nonsense about oil. We want to tell them that as we speak right now, there is oil flowing or about to start flowing in Aguleri, in Anambra State. Tell them that we have iron ore and coal in large commercial quantity. No other place
I repeat this very, very carefully. There is no other place in the entire West African sub-region that has oil, that has iron ore, and has coal at the same time, apart from Core Igbo Land. So they have nothing. Tell them that oil started flowing from Ohaji Ebema Uguta before oil started flowing from any other part of that very place. Tell them that Shell was in Ewere before they moved to Port Harcourt. Tell them we have oil at Okwa. Tell them all over Igbo Land is full of oil. We are not doing anything with it. That is why they will not let us go. We have more oil than all of them put together. On top of that, we have coal. We have iron ore. We have all it takes to build a
world. And we also have human resources, the most important.
And in Wendy Igbo, the most brilliant people God ever made. Of course, some of us are a bit stupid sometimes, but it's coming back one after the other. We will all repent and come to our senses, and God will restore upon his people the lost glory that he took away from us. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Yes. Yes, you wanted to say something. You were itching to come into this discussion. Yes.
I just wanted to add to what the sister was saying in terms of trying to discriminate. That is a lie from the pit of hell being perpetrated by the Lagos Ibadan axis of the press. He who pays the piper dictates the tune. So these guys are the owners of the press, the print and the electronic media, and they keep feeding us with false information about hatred among the Biafrans, which is not correct. And what she said about the oil is not correct. I work in the oil and gas industry, and I'm still working in oil and gas industry here in Houston. I know that we have abundant oil. You just mentioned the very few. At Awamama, we have exploratory well. We have wells.
At Awamama?
Yes, Awamama. We have wells that are ready to flow.
So how can these people not hear? You see, I am in the Yoruba press. They make me sick. They make how our people are still reading and listening to Yoruba people. I can't get my head around it. We have oil all over the place. Please, you've worked in the oil industry in the zoo before. Can you name to our people where we have oil, where we come from in commercial quantity, so that we know what we are doing?
Yes, we have oil in Izombe, we have at Ogada, we have at Ohaji, we have at Ebema, we have at Okwa, we have at Awomama, we have very close
even
to
Agulere.
We have at Agulere, we have at Okwa, and we also have oil in Kwale. A Jeep is in Kwale.
That is correct.
Producing.
Yes. So how can people be saying we want them? We want people. This is why we're saying bring your friends to Facebook and get them to listen to Radio Biafra. So when they go to argue with people, when they go to debate, when any idiot opens their mouth to say, you want us for our oil, we can reel off for them all the areas where we have oil. Not speculative. Exploratory work has either begun or have been established there for very many years. Why are we I can't understand it sometimes. I don't understand. Anyway, this is Radio Biafra. We are reporting that the wife of Bill Gates is listening to Radio Biafra this evening. She's going to report P2B to her husband that the money they gave Anambra people, $750,000, P2B put $70 billion of that out of $116 billion into his own private bank account. What white people are prepared to do for us, we are not prepared to do it for ourselves. That is why it is a shame that some people, of course, we know that we have our 20% that we're looking for in America already, but shame unto those who will hear about this and not do anything. That our people are struggling. We want to do what is necessary. We want to do what is right for our people. Yet, we are not following on from putting into practice what we have learned from these people. Thank you very much, my dear sister. Let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello.
You are cutting out. Please do call us back. You are cutting out. Please do call us back. We can't hear you very well. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yes, Mandy, Michael Udebune.
Yes.
From Bishop Auckland, County Durham, UK.
Yes, Michael, please go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you today from Houston in Texas.
Yes, I follow with, I've been listening carefully all that you two have been discussing regarding the bastardization of Igbo culture by the youth class. Yes, it is true. There are lots of examples to find, not only as should be and all the things like that. In fact, I'm also very, very annoyed that our generation, because when people associate the Igbo with all the vices of this world, I tend to tell them that, look, you have to be generational in describing us. Because when you say Igbos without sort of qualifying it, or if you generalize, I mean, you're also supporting the spirit of people like Dr. Ibrahim Para, who is an Igbo, and who shouldn't be playing this type of role if he's alive today and still in politics. Same thing goes to Dr. Kechukwu Ikejian and the host of others, even Sam Dakwa's recent memory. But having said all this, Igbo has a lot to do. They have a lot of public relations jobs to do. Our image within Nigeria is nothing to write home about. Not necessarily because it is totally of our own making, but our people did not know that the civil war has never ended. In fact, the war is still being fought, but this time, we are no longer exchanging bullets. The game now fought in the pages of newspaper through the mass media or in the wider mass media. Our people, like you said, man, you are quite correct, and I keep quoting you. The trouble with Indigo is this upper hair mentality. People believe in buying and selling, and they say that, yes, anything today, there will be gain tomorrow. But they forgot that there is always the need to plan ahead and then have a long-term plan. That is what is affecting us. Otherwise, I do not see why a people so gifted in every area of human endeavor should be so lacking and not coherent. They can't articulate their points and move in one direction. Yes, we all know that we are being massacred in Nigeria. Even if we know that, even our people massacring us know that. But the thing is, our people always feel that in as much as I'm making my cover, in the end, they remain poor. As we are somebody who became a billionaire from buying and selling. It's not done. Never. Every Nigerian billionaire today, every millionaire billionaire living in Nigeria has one type of government patronage. I can't give an example. It's quite self-evident. So, the idea that Radio Biafra is propagating, in fact, we don't need God in heaven to come down and speak to us. This is the time we have to take it. This is the time. I feel that if the era of the generation of Dr. Umar Yopara and the Kechukwu Ikejian, their generation, if they had had a radio station like what we are having now, Biafra would not have. Biafra would have stood up in this day. Yes, similar to they say there was a country. That country is still existing. There will be a country soon. So that is my own contribution. Then at the same time, while you're in the U.S., I'm also not happy that we over here reckon that America will detect the brand of democracy they're giving to the world with Igbo as one of the beneficiaries over there. They should take the lead in making sure that Biafra is restored, no more their lives. Biafra is restored. But for what you have been hearing, the people in Atlanta, all they are interested is eat their burger, go to party and come back and do this. If not America, who? Ojukwu said when he was alive. If not Arafat, who? If not America, who do we run to? With all their minds and their exposure. I mean, people there should take the lead. Then UK or wherever the rest of the world will follow, including Biafra. So if Americans are sort of reneging and they are not doing anything, I mean the Indians in America, what really are we up to? What really are we doing? What are we in the eyes of the world? This is very, 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 very disappointing. It's disgusting. In fact, most of us here, I thought that by going to America, they should have said, oh, we've been waiting for this. Now this is, they have to take the lead. Because I know that some time ago, I read that nearly 60% of Nigerians in America are well-educated up to master's level. So, if all this education, they can't apply it, all they are interested in sending dollar home, that is not enough. This is their sending dollar being massacred. They will bring dollar and give them. What they need is freedom. And that freedom should come if America should take the lead. They are not far away from United Nations. They can go there and demonstrate on our behalf. They can do that. They can go to the White House and demonstrate on our behalf. Thank God the black man is in charge of the United States now. And so many other things. say if America with all the resources at their disposal, indeed they fail to capitalize on it, indeed they fail to exploit it for the benefit of Indigo back home in Biafran land and in the diaspora. What can we tell the generation coming after us that the torch handed over to us by Dr. Umayyabara and Dr. Chukwukedjian, we've left it to burn and burn and burn without propagating the flame.
Thank you. I will tell you something, my dear brother, please, because there are other people trying to come in. That is what we are reporting this afternoon from here in Houston, Texas, is that Bill Gates gave $750,000 to P2B as donation to help education in Anambra State. This is what somebody who is not an Igbo person did, because he saw the suffering of the people. He has been reading all the letters, all the representations, all the petitions to say, please, my people are suffering. Go and help them. He donated money to them to help them. Our people don't want to help themselves. As I was speaking to them yesterday, in a place where we went to eat last night, there was a lot of people, especially some people from Umuahia, where we went to go and eat. A lot of them, we are having this discussion. And I said to them that it is the behavior of some of the Igbo people here that made slavery possible. When you value your own personal well-being, when you put selfishness over and above the collective well-being of the community, you make yourself a prey. That is why it is easier for them to domesticate you, and you're working in the farm picking cotton and cutting sugar cane. There is something called honor, and the sooner our people realize this, the better. Sometimes I'm beginning to doubt if they have the... You need a special type of gift to understand. No, for the enemy. You need a special type of gift to understand that honor. That is something called honor. Pride. That is something called dignity within a man. The same dignity that will not allow you to sit in your house and somebody will walk in with a gun and rape your wife and your mother in front of you. You will say you better off dead than being alive to witness such shame. Yet our people are aimlessly walking all over the place. They are riding very big cars here. They are very, very wealthy in this country, believe you me. Our people are well off in this country. A lot of them. I saw them yesterday.
Man, what do you think it will take to wake them up from their slumber? Do we need... because when you are saying this, I feel ashamed. To be honest with you, I feel ashamed. And it is things like this that now we are talking about the way Yorubas castigate us, or the way the Yorubas regard the people. Yes, because when they look at us, let me just briefly. A Yoruba man once told me in London at the Prior train station here in London. He said, look, you Igbos are well educated. And not only that, even if you are two, the intelligence you people have, apart from your degrees or PhDs or whatever, the natural wisdom you people have is unmatched in the rest of Africa. He said, then the problem with Igbo is that people that set agenda for them are these illiterate traders in Wushi, all over Yaba, Area, Watanja, and your birthday. So if I put that state agenda, by this I know that because if you go now in Igbo land, the moment you show money or write deed, you are not a champion, you are more than agent telling you to take a key from such a person. Yes, so this is what they mean. Until we change this, until we allow our people to do, let us for once forget about this offer here mentality that if I cannot tell a shop, I can at least now go offer here. That thing doesn't lead anywhere. Never seen somebody who is a billionaire in Igbo land from buying and selling.
That is correct. That is correct. Let us take this call and stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Nnamdi Kanu. Good afternoon. My name is Ikech Kwenyag and I'm calling from Malaysia.
Yes, Ikech. That is the leader of the Radio Biafra Consultative Council in Malaysia. Please go ahead. We are listening.
Oh, thank you very much. I have not been able to appreciate you robustly. I want to take that time to tell you that, and the whole world, that your work is not quantifiable. There is no way we can begin to tell you thank you, rather than follow what you've said to do, what the editorial board of Radio Biafra has said to do, and what Believe Human Rights Initiative and Honor the Council of Elders, Biafran Elders, have said to do. That is our best way to show appreciation, to show that we appreciate and we value your work as an individual and your work as a group. And from our people here, I say thank you very, very much. If you don't hear us talking to you and thanking you every day, it is because thanks can never be enough. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay. I want to use this there is a quote I want to that has been attributed to Madiba Nelson Mandela. I want to read it out to our people wherever they are, and also wishing a get well soon prayers to Nelson Mandela where he is now. We Biafrans, we wish him well. I understand that the quote that I'm about to quote here was originally written by Mariam Williamson, but mostly attributed to Mandela. It was written by Mariam in her book called A Return to Love, but attributed to Mandela. But I've seen the quote come alive severally in the lives of in the life of Mandela. So I'm going to quote it to our people listening to me from wherever they are today. The quote says that our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine. As children do, we are born to make manifest the glory of God in that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our fear, our presence automatically liberates others. I'm telling every Biafran all over the world today that we have been called to greatness. It's no longer a thing of pride to declare that we are great people, we are awesome, we are blessed. But our playing small does not profit even the world, even that places we've run and hidden ourselves. Our playing small, for those of us that are in America, in Europe, playing small, your hiding and seeking game does not profit even America, even other countries in Europe. If their government wakes up one day and understand that you're hiding, you are trying to play small and underplay the process, the Biafran process that we're taking. If they understand this code very well, they will understand that you are bringing them down. Your playing small is affecting them because it's not, your playing small is not just affecting you, it's affecting the world. There is no way it's going to help the world. So you better wake up from wherever you are today and begin to bring in your best. Begin to bring in your best. Begin to bring in your best. Your best can never be enough, but we need it. We need your best wherever you are, no matter what you, who you are.
Yes, we are very, very grateful.
Thank you very much.
We are very, 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 very grateful. Please conclude for us because I don't think you finished.
Okay, thank you. I want to also address. I've been in touch with some of for some of the leaders of the pro Biafran groups all over the world. I've been in touch with Achike of Spain. I've been in touch with Dr. Nkwocha of United States of America. I've been in touch with JC Mado of Spain. Dr. JC Mad of Spain. I've also been in touch severally with Mazio City ABM and several others, and we've talked about how to move Biafra forward. These are men who have given in time and resources to stand for Biafra, to push it ahead. But obviously, another thing, a higher knowledge came up, a higher force came up. And every wise man understands that the leader is the only one to be followed. And that leader is the one that bears the torch that takes us closer to where we are. I have discussed several issues with them. I'm addressing all of them today and I'm telling them, that we all need your input. If it doesn't mean that without your input we will not get Biafra, because Biafra is already gotten. Even if Mazin Nnamdi Kanu steps aside today, we will still get Biafra. But what we need from you is those things that you've been doing. We want to bring them together for speed. We need speed. You cannot claim that you love Biafra and you want to allow your personal opinion, your personal feeling or misunderstanding with other people to slow us down.
Yes, go ahead. Go. We are listening. We are listening attentively. Yes, go ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You cannot be a true Biafran and allow your personal matters to slow you down. Nnamdi Kanu and Mazi Nnamdi Kanu and Mazi Uchemefo, we've had some mutual misunderstanding from the beginning, but their vision is what I have in my mind, and that is why I have followed them. That is why I've called other people to follow them, even Chief Charles Okereke. We discussed this before when it started. So I'm calling each and every one of them to share whatever you personal matter you have with anybody in Radio Biafra London, in Believe Human Rights Initiative, in wherever place, and please come forward. If you keep quiet, you are telling us that your mind in pursuing Biafra is just the same mind that Rochas Okorocha is pursuing governorship before, because of his selfish reasons. He wants to become the president, and because of that he is selling the Imo people. If you don't come out now to catch fire with us, if you don't come out now to join us together to get what we want to get fast enough, you have made a statement that is greater than the articles you've written, than the interviews you've called, and than the money, the resources you've put so far in the pursuit of Biafra. I beg you, lastly, please come in together. You can call me, call Nnamdi Kanu, whatever the case is. The Radio Biafra is in the United States of America as we speak now. Call in and tell the world if there is something you don't like that you want changed. Radio Biafra is open to everybody, but call in first. If you are not coming, if you are hiding, then you are not a true freedom fighter. Thank you all.
Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Thank you for the wonderful call you have made. Before I go to Clifford Irania, I've asked him to contribute, and he said no, he doesn't want to add to this. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes, he doesn't want to add to it. But I will say something here, that since I have come to the United States, I happen to be an Igbo son, a grounded one at that. I was born in the village. I was raised in the village. I did not eat any food cooked with gas or stove. It was cooked with firewood gotten from the forest. I am a proud son of my father, of my people, of my community. I know our custom and tradition. Ever since I have been in the United States, I have called upon the two institutions here in the United States championing the cause of Biafra ever before we came on the scene, and that is Ekwenche and Biafra Foundation. I have made my humble submission and representation. In fact, I felt like an ambassador presenting his credentials to Ekwenche. I have notified Ekwenche that Radio Biafra is in the United States and for them to give us their blessing, and have agreed. I have also made representations to Biafra Foundation in the United States. I have spoken to Dr. Enekwachi and Nkwocha and a few other people. Professor Enekwachi spoke very, very magnificently and was full of magnanimity in his speech and his blessing to Radio Biafra. He gave us his blessing to proceed, and we respect and acknowledge him for that. As you said, Ikechukwu Eniago, if anybody has an issue, if there is something, we are very, very open. You come on the air, pick up the phone, call +1 404 789 8796, or you call us on Skype, and we'll be able to discuss it to the hearing of the whole world. We are not hiding anything. We are pursuing Biafra, and that is the only thing on our mind. Ekwenche will proudly be hosting Radio Biafra in Illinois, Chicago. Is that what it's called? Or is it Chicago, Illinois? Will be hosting us as Chicago, Illinois, very openly and very, very proud. They will come to the airport to get us. They will house us. They will clothe us. They will feed us. The only thing they will not do is to bathe us, because we are not children. Ekwenche is there, and they will give us their blessing publicly before the entire world. So the Biafran family in the United States is moving along. If anyone has an issue or has a problem or has a need to air those views, after all, we are human beings. Even here, the Democrats sometimes don't agree with the Republicans.
Republicans. Even in the new Biafra, there will be many, many political parties. We may choose to belong to different political parties, but ultimately we are pursuing Biafra in truth and honesty, and that is where we stand. This is Radio Biafra. Please do not relent in your support of the good work that we are doing, and hopefully we'll get Biafra very soon. Yes, please, Clifford.
Yes, I want to support what Ikechukwu Enyiagu is saying about Biafrans to stop belittling themselves. I mean, Biafrans are naturally blessed people. They are the wisest creation of God on earth. And we are endowed, you know, in every aspect of life. I can tell you this because I know the Biafrans that are here in the United States, and I know the ones that I've worked with back home in Biafra land. We are the very best. There is nobody that is better than us. And therefore, we should not belittle ourselves. If somebody comes to you and tries to belittle you, you should be able to stand your ground. There is no need for us to start running and hiding and making ourselves look like what the 10 out of the 12 spies that went to Canaan came back to talk about, that they were like ants before the people. We should be the Caleb and the Joshua, you know, of Israel of old. And that's what we are. We should not belittle ourselves. Biafrans are the best. Biafra land is the blessed land. It is the, you know, heaven on earth.
It is, yes. Let us try and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear us? I don't think they can. Can you hear me? No. They can't hear us. There is Skype music playing. Whatever that means. I will try to take this call, please. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. I don't think they can hear us. They cannot hear us. They can't hear us. We are hoping to be able to get connected.
Hello, Derek.
Yes. Yes. Give us your name and where you are, please.
I can hear you. I can hear you. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Go ahead then, please. Go ahead.
Please. Good morning. Good evening. My name is Chukunonso. I'm calling from Spain, sir.
Chukunonso, you are calling.
I can hear you. Hello.
Yeah. Go ahead then. You're calling from Spain. We can hear you too. Go ahead.
Okay. I thank you, my brother. I'm sorry that I was not able to call and contribute when you are in the house of our brother that is made some donation to get us the transmitter to help us to help us translate our information back to our homeland.
Yes.
And I'm thanking that our brother Professor Nwigwe that you just left his house. Thanks to hosting. And my contribution today towards what is going on in land of Anambra. I am from Anambra, a typical indigenous of Anambra, and our governor Peter Obi is not doing what he have been mandated to do with the money that was given to him by Bill Gates. Anambra is a state that loves his people and want to provide for his people, but Peter Obi, seeing the 95% of unemployment in Anambra, which is as a result of not going to school, because the Anambra youth want to go to school, but the government of Anambra State have not been able to provide a platform that the students can go and study in the school. Look at Anambra being ravaged with earthquake everywhere, being ravaged with erosion.
Yes.
Peter Obi cannot see something good to do with money, and he goes to donate 200 million naira to Nigerian soldiers.
Yes, to defend
and
him.
And buying jeep up and down. And the recent one I'm seeing is the one he's donating to. He said he's giving to the Biafran soldiers and the former players of Rangers, and donating, just using the money that he's supposed to do something meaningful with for Anambrians, and using the money to share as gifts, which is uncalled for. As an Anambra citizen, I was not opportune to go to school because of poverty. And this is as a result of lack of free education. When a parent is not able to send their children to school, the government is supposed to have provided something like in the Spain where I live, the primary school, the primary education and the secondary education is obligatory. You must be in the school. If they did not see you in the school, your parents have something to answer. But the case is not the same thing in our area where we are coming from. You as a parent have to provide what your children will use to go to school. The money they will use to go to school to make sure that they are in the school. But when the parents are poor and not able to provide this, you see the children dropping out of school. I remember my father telling me that he wanted to send me to school, but he doesn't have all it takes to continue sending me to school, that I have to go and learn to trade. And you know, if you look in Anambra, and the Anambra in a boy, and the most people go to that boy without coming out with anything meaningful, and the person will be roaming about. That's why you see many people trying to migrate outside Nigeria. One who went to school and have a career in life.
Chukwunonso, stay where you are. We want to take this call. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Yes, the caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra, can you hear me? No, they can't. They can't hear me. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype?
Yes, I can hear you, Nandi.
Yes, please go ahead. You are a bit faint, but go ahead. I can hear you very, very, it's very light, it's very faint. Please give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Chukwudi Obugu from South Africa.
Chukwudi from South Africa, your line is very, very faint. Chukwudi, can you please call us back so we can take it on the iPad? It's very, very faint. Can you call us back, please, Chukwudi?
Okay, I can
call them first. Please call back. Call back. We have Chukwunonso on the line. Chukwunonso from Spain is on the line. Please, Chukwunonso, go ahead. When you conclude, then we can go to our brothers and our sister in South Africa. Go ahead.
So, my brother, what am I trying to say? Education is the best legacy you can give to any individual. And we are looking on the government. So we are looking on the government to provide this basic education for the masses, for the children of Anambra State, so that they can be able to go to primary education and secondary education. And when they are educated, they can invest their human resources in developing the Anambra State, so that we can live in an environment that is well advanced. We have great human resources that needed to be harnessed in the Anambrarians. But P2B should stop using the finance made for education development to use as a freebies, to use as gifts, to satisfy himself, to use to make friends. He should try and invest our money to our education sector. And I am advising, if Bill Gates is listening, he should try and follow the money he gave to the man P2B, to see that the money was used to achieve his own purpose, to achieve what he gave the money for. Because he can't give money for education and the P2B is busy trying to pocket the money for his own pocket and use the little he can to settle some people that he wants to come and protect him when the African people will come after him. Please. Bill Gates, we are thanking him also. Nandi, we are thanking you, for you are the mouthpiece of Igbo land. More grace to your elbow in what you are doing, and may the Lord strengthen you.
Thank you very much. And my brother, before you go, I have something to say whilst you're still on the line. There was a way you spoke that really moved me. You said you didn't have any education, but you are in Spain. You are relatively better off compared to people who are back home. You are today campaigning for people in Anambra State and by extension all Biafrans to have access to decent education. Your type are the type of people that I have respect for. Although education was denied you, you still discovered the importance of education and is willing to work very hard to make sure that people who are not your children, that everybody from where you come from has access to education. You are the type of people that we're looking for in the new Biafra.
Director.
Yes.
Director. Hello.
Yes.
Hello, director. Actually, you know, when I grew up, I found out that I didn't went to school. I tried to be angry with my parents, but I found out that it wasn't their fault. They didn't have, and they wished to do it, but they didn't have. and I summon the courage to make sure that I educate myself. But coming to STEM, language become a barrier.
Yes.
That without language, you cannot do anything than the STEM. Then what will I do than to go and enroll myself to learn the language first before I can continue moving ahead?
Just
but I hope that the future is bright. Education is the best legacy for any person. One need to have a career in life, and having a career, you need to go to school to get a career.
That is
to get a career. You see our people in different kind of prison trying to do things that are not legitimate. This is as a result of not having a qualified career, not being qualified, not having a career to focus on. Because anyone who is educated and he have a career that he's focusing on, he cannot go and do something that is illegitimate. He will use his education to do something that is legitimate, that will be able to earn him ends meet. Go all over in the world, all over the prisons in the world. You find Nigerians, you find Biafrans mainly. You see many Anambrians in prison. And if you check, these people were not able to have the opportunity to go to school. But if they went to school, they will be able to do something meaningful with their life.
Yes, but it's only if P2B is willing to release the money given to him to pay for the good education system that will benefit all these people. I am very grateful to you. Thank you very much for calling. We'll go and take other callers as well. And we have people in the studio here itching to join this discussion. You discussed this one, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, and Chidera also has something to say, yeah, which we are all dying and waiting to hear what she has to contribute. Please go ahead.
Yeah, what the last caller said was really, really very touching to me, even though he couldn't have access to education, but he tried his best to become useful to himself and the society, unlike those other people who would constitute a nuisance. And it's even more heartbreaking to know that it's because of this same reason that Bill Gates gave this money to Peter Obi, and he chose to squander it. And I'm pretty sure it was part of this money that he gave to these chiefs, that the chiefs that he bought SUV for, while people
are bribing the army
to protect him when we are coming to sweep him away. So that's really, really sad, and that's the more reason why we have to work to actualize Biafra, because if we don't, this kind of things are going to continue, and we don't want that to happen.
Thank you very much. Yes, I'm Clifford. Yes,
and that also reinforces the need for Biafrans to support Radio Biafra, because without Radio Biafra, we cannot get this kind of information. And just begin to imagine what it will look like when we have our transmitter home, you know, transmitting to the people. My old mother and father and my uncles will put on their transistor radio and they will get this information. My mother is from Uli in Ihiala, local government area of Anambra State, and my uncles in Uli will understand that they reached this amount of money that was, you know, donated to Anambra State to give good education. Yet the governor, you know, diverted this money into his personal use. And therefore, if tomorrow Peter Obi comes out to give his bag of rice or stockfish or whatever to get the people vote, they will tell him to go to hell. They tell him to go to hell because they have information.
Are you sure they will? I'm
saying if Radio Biafra is transmitting,
of course,
at home,
yes,
and everybody gets information.
Yes. So that is true. That is very, very true. Let us try to take this call. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, brother. My name is Osita Okeke, calling from Thailand.
Okay, Osita, go ahead.
Yeah, I thank you so much, brother, for your marvelous work for our people, you know. I was very grateful to hear your voice once again from Houston, Texas. You know, we are going high.
Yes, very high.
I thank
you
so much for your courage to our people, you know. I called to contribute in people have been following this program for long, you know. I'm learning a lot. I was so much educated from this your program, you know. I'm doing my best to bring more out of our people who is much, 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 much blind from what we are saying right here.
Yes.
To come and listen to Radio Biafra.
Yes.
And in terms of our country and our state, I'm from Anambra State, precisely Umuze. And in terms of P2B, and all our past government governors, I mean to say, we have never in life, since I grew up, like you were saying, I grew up when I was using firewood to cook. I didn't cook with gas cooker.
Yes.
I just love fiak patanku wele siri.
Yes.
Ina wada kupene kuwako.
Awezi yoku.
So I thank you so much, and because neku, I am not ashamed to say this in on air here. I don't care what people think. You know, what I care is what I am today. In that Anambra State, I grew up in Anambra State with. Guys, you know what is primary 6, no common entrance in Anambra State. I went to primary 6, no common entrance. How did I train myself in primary school? Just you know, we have a Keori Afonkwo.
Yes.
Every day, I don't have school for that day. Even if we have tests, even if we are in an exam, every day, I don't have school that day. I must make sure I carry my wheelbarrow to go to our Nkwa Umuze, to push barrow, to be able to return money to take care of my younger one and my mom, even to pay for my school fees. That is how I can be able to pay for my school fees from primary 1 to primary 6. Then when in terms of the common entrance, to pay for common entrance, primary school certificate, I don't have. I'm telling you this, I'm telling every Biafran, you know, for them to open their eyes and come to realize that it's high time we need to wake up. It's high time we need to realize our mistake and wake up. You know, we cannot allow such all this thing that is happening in that country to also happen to our children. God forbid. I'd rather die abroad than to go down here to let my children pass the same story which I come out from. My brother, I'm telling you guys all over the world which is hearing my voice this night, this, because I am very, very much happy for what is going on, you know, for we trying to get our back, our freedom, you know, because Igwe really loves us. You come to think of it, which country, which state in that so-called Nigeria is greater than us? Nobody. Upon every intimidation, upon everything they are doing to us, you know, but we are still greater than them, we are still bigger than them, you know. So I want to ginger our people to wake up to realize that we are doing nothing in that Nigeria. So please let our people. Hello.
We are listening to you. Continue. We are listening to you. We are listening to you.
Yes, my brother. Thank you so much. And Dikansineku, when I come out from that primary school, I have to go to Boy. So that, like he said, you know, we don't have anything, we don't learn anything from anything, from education. We don't have career in our country. So I have to go to Boy. I serve different 3 places for Boy, no settlement.
That is serious.
I serve different 3 masters without any of them settling you. You know, so I have to start hustling on my own in Alaba International. You know, that is how I travel abroad. And I came out to abroad, I realized that education is best. That is when I go to education. I start afresh to educate myself part-time in abroad here. My brother, that is why I can be able to speak this little English, this little vocabulary you are hearing from me. This is how I can be able to speak it out, my you goodness. Know? So our country is blinding us, they are killing us, you know, we don't have a country. In fact, I am ashamed for being a Nigerian, for somebody who is calling himself Igbo, we open his mouth, say one Nigeria, part of Nigeria. What does him or her benefit from Nigeria? Which career does he have? You know? Please, let us wake up. We are not going to stop this unless we die trying to get Biafra, or they give us Biafra. Biafra will stand, and Biafra must surely realize again, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you
so much.
Thank you very, very much. I love the callers. I mean, that is why I don't interrupt any of them. The callers this evening has been top quality. And that goes to show that we have people, although they were denied education, by the policymakers in the zoo. This is a country that produces oil. This is a country that has other resources that it could have developed to help fund a credible, to help fund a worthwhile education system. Their children are running away from the place. They are all abroad. Even the people, even the same Bill Gates with the same type of mindset as this, our brothers who have just called us. I just have as well, is donated money to Anambra State. And what did Peter Obi do with it? He put the money in his bank account, trying to make profit out of it, using our money to go and build a shopping mall in Abuja. What type of life is this? When we talk about these things, a lot of people fail to appreciate what we are talking about. Our brother in Spain, our brother also from Thailand, that's called, is a living example as to what is wrong with the entire education system. Why is it then that money being given to P2B, he is using it to enrich himself and give the army 200 million from it, using it to buy SUV for traditional rulers? This is madness. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello, this is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down. I don't think maybe they're praying. Are they praying for us? I don't think they were. Yes, please. What would you like to say? You have your three point agenda or 3 points you would love to respond to. That's on some people. We're challenging you on a while ago, but before you do that, we must please remind our listeners that this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live from Houston in Texas, United States. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello? They are not listening. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
Yes, the caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are.
Good evening. My name is Chigozie Okoye. I'm calling from Uzbekistan.
Chigozie Okoye from Uzbekistan.
Yes.
You are calling us from Uzbekistan, which is the other part of the world, and people in the United States cannot even pick up their phone to call Radio Biafra, of course, with the exception of our sister Ifi from Colorado and a few other people. We have about nearly 5 million people here. They cannot even call. But you are calling us from Uzbekistan. May God bless you. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Go ahead.
All right, my brother. First of all, Mr. Nandi, I really want to thank you so much. I've been watching this program. I've been following you so many times. I've been trying to, call to contribute. Quite unfortunate, I've not been able. I have 2 points to make. First, on the guys who are calling about education. Honestly, the last guy who called now really touched me.
He did, me as well.
Education matters a lot. Here in abroad, if you are not educated, although forget about we footballers, it is rampant with most of the footballers. When they come here, if you are not educated, there is nothing you will do. And it's really affecting most of them. When you don't have a good work, you don't have handwork, it's really affecting them. In fact, the last caller, he really touched me. I felt like crying hearing that guy speaking that way. Even with the little one he could speak, just to express himself. In fact, something really touched me.
It did. It touched me as well. I'm moved. Yes.
We need to pinpoint out certain things from what he said. First of all, let them go back home. Let them get information from these guys. Some money we are giving to them for their education, right from where you are. And this money wasn't really used for what it was meant for.
Yes.
Which is affecting many of them back home. Now, those guys, you don't know his condition. Likewise, everywhere, I'm based in Russia. I'm just on loan in this country. I'm just on loan for Nikolov, you understand? Yes. And now, if you see some of them, I don't even know how some of them here. But you back there in Moscow, back there in Russia, you see some of the Biafrans. I'm proud to be a Nigerian. I'm from Ezeamo Biafra in Imo State. You understand? And when you check them, some of English they speak, you laugh. I studied in Russia too. I play and I study in Russia. And if you combine your whatever, it is good. But most of them don't really understand that. Some of them cannot even write. I see some of my teammates when I was in Russia. You see that some of them cannot even write their names. You give them biro to sign a contract. You see their hands shaking. They don't know. Some of them can't even sign their signatures. It's really affecting the Biafrans. I'm very, very much happy, although I'm going to tell you something tomorrow, but I will call back. Let me just make the necessary arrangement and call you back. I have some things to tell you, and that will even help the Biafrans.
Thank you very much.
Ones who are not educated. But please, you guys should do something as regards those ones they go to serve so many places. At the end of the day, they don't settle them, and they go back to square one. Youths have to stand up. Youths have to talk about this, put it together, and let them match the whole thing out. Somebody who is not working very well, you don't expect other ones to keep quiet. In fact, I like what you're doing. You don't fear anybody. You fear no damn person. You say to them straight, I'm so much happy. But for the last guy who speak, I'm very, very sorry. In fact, what the guy said, they really affected me. The other guy called, though you look at the English he's speaking, you find that he had problem. You understand? But please, but those ones who are still there, we have many opportunities to like rescue them from their situation. Please, this is what I want to say. But tomorrow, honest, if I'm free, I will call you and tell you something I have to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very, very much. Yes, Clifford, that's a caller from Uzbekistan. They are awake in Uzbekistan. Yes, please, go ahead.
Yes, there was something he said which, brings me to the point of what I started yesterday. He said that he loved the way that you say it as it is, the way you respond to issues, you know, dispassionately, and tackle any wrong information or misconceptions people are, you know, are heaping on Biafrans and Biafra land. And that led me to what I started to continue with what I started yesterday. I did mention that there was somebody who came to my Facebook, Rotimi Osho from Ado Ekiti in Ekiti State. He is a reservoir engineer with Shell, 1989 graduate in mechanical engineering from University of Ibadan, and working for Shell since 1991. And he made a 14-point wrong information on Biafran, and to show that he is uninformed and ill-informed at the same time, he constantly referred to Igbos. And I am here to tell you, Mr. Rotimi Osho, reservoir engineer in Shell, that you are ill-informed and you are uninformed. Continuing on point number 7, because I have taken out 6 points out of his 14 points, and I intend to tackle 3 of them today, at least in this first broadcast. Number 7, he said, if a Southeasterner becomes president of Nigeria today, will you still be talking about Biafra? Let me tell you, Mr. Rotimi Osho from Ado Ekiti, reservoir engineer in Shell, Biafrans are not interested in the presidency of Nigeria. The presidency of Nigeria is for Nigerians. Biafrans are not Nigerians. So it doesn't even come into question at all if we are talking about Biafra or not, because we have nothing to do with Nigeria. Nigeria is a zoo. Nigeria is a cemetery. Nigeria is a farce. Nigeria is a fraud. So Biafrans are not interested in Nigeria. He goes on to say, number 8, if eventually we have Biafra, what will change? Will Aba suddenly become a clean city? Will kidnapping stop in Igbo land? Will the average Igbo youth have more opportunity for employment? What exactly will change? Those are his questions. Well, I don't think I will answer this question, because you have already answered it by asking the questions yourself.
Yes. He's already answered it.
Questions yourself. So, director, let me quickly go to the last one. Mm-hmm. And he said, that's the point number 9. He said, what is the main driver behind this campaign? I am not clear. Mr. Rotimi Osho from Ado Ekiti, reservoir engineer with Shell. The main driver for this campaign, the main drivers are many. One of them, we want to be out of this despondent entity called Nigeria. Number 2, We don't want to be associated with cowardice, because right now Nigeria is populated with cowardly people, mostly people of your ilk. And Biafrans are brave. Biafrans are confident. Biafrans are people who know their salt, who know their onions. We are not cowardly, and therefore that's why we are campaigning to get out of this. Number three, we are tired of your parasitic attitude to our nation. Biafra land is being destroyed by parasite. We have the northern parasite, we have the southwestern parasite. You guys are parasiting on our resources, and we are sick and tired of it. We are in this campaign because we want to show the entire world that there is a heaven on earth. There's a place that's created specially for the black race on earth. We are in this campaign to show the world that yes, that the black race has a country that is an exemplary of what it means to be people filled with wisdom, excellence, and people with integrity. We are in this campaign to show the world that Nigeria is nothing but a farce. Nigeria is nothing but a fraud, and we are sick and tired of this marriage by force. I'm going to address the remaining 5 points in the later edition, Mr. Director.
Yes, thank you very much for your kind response to some of the messages you've been getting. And this is the best way to do it. And should this very individual wish to respond to you, they know the number to call. And should they not know, please, we must be able to remind them that our number is entirely consistent here in the United States. It is +1 404-789-8796. Should they wish to participate, if you're joining us for the very first time, that this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you from Houston here in Texas. We have with us in the studio, and the man you've just had his voice is our brother Clifford. It's Clifford. We need to take this call. I'm coming. It's very important. We'll take it. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. Please, the caller on Skype.
Please, I'm calling from Belgium. I'm Ike Legonye. I normally call sometimes. So I have something important to stress about the last caller.
Yes.
Who called about Anambra. I did a research on progressiveness in Igbo traditional education, its relation to Islam and Western education. Then I come to the conclusion that they are passing a message of moral.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm calling from.
This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, is that me? Yes, this is Dr. Gemba calling from London.
Yeah, please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra from Houston in Texas. Go ahead.
Yes, obviously, to continue to thank you for the effort and to contribute to one of the past callers.
Yes.
The last callers who called from.
Hello?
Yes, the last caller who called from
Thailand.
Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan.
There was one from Uzbekistan.
I should know better. I call it from the former Soviet Republic of Uzbekistan. You see, that is to show you the wide reach of our people. The reason why our people from the United States are not calling is beyond me. This is a country that has got everything. All the modern technologies, the ways of reaching us, they can't. Now, I think we are not going to overlook this. I am happy with this theory that has been given to us, theory. That,
Pareto. It's called the Pareto.
Pareto theory.
Yes, 80-20.
Now, by the time we are ready for the international outing which we are planning, we will get that 20% or more. So and we are going to operate on this 20% and operate on them, use them to achieve what we are looking for. Then anybody who wants then, just as our people now have Hamoto Nejueji, they want us to do the dirty work, and the dirty work we will do with this 20%, we will do enough that will set the ball rolling, that will get the train moving. Then those who want to join later, then they are free to join. They are free to join if there will be space for them to join. But the good news is that when the international outing is carried out, we will have well over 20%, enough to drive this engine of restoring Biafra. Those who it is not enough to be passionate about Biafra in your living room, in your private apartment, or your private house. If everyone keeps to themselves, who will come out? How will we put all our synergies together to realize Biafra? It is not enough. If you are in support of Biafra, if you want to join the struggle to restore Biafra, you have to come out. Because individually, in your own private comfort zone, you cannot be able to do anything. But if you come out, join this 20 moving percent of people, join Radio Biafra, Bilie Human Rights Initiative, or whatever any organization you belong to, come out. Let us pull our resources, all our energies together in order to restore Biafra. See, I'm quite sure that those listening have heard the stories of our brothers, those who have broken all impossible barriers to make something for themselves, invariably for the future Biafra. We have also known those who want to do it at the first level where it ended them. The color from Spain and the color from Uzbekistan, they are living example. So those who want to make a quick one, then look at what is happening to some of them in Malaysia and other places languishing in jail. Of course, I admit that some of them, it is not their fault. It is because of the system in the various places they found themselves. Our brothers in the United States, it will be a big shame if Radio Biafra move all the way from London, carry this struggle, come to you, to your own bedroom, to your own domot, as they call it, to your own backyard, and you are still dragging your feet. When? Up to when? At what point will you come out then? Do we have to come and put it on your plate, on your leave it on your dinner table? So, whether you like it or not, whether you come out or not, we are very close to achieving the 20% critical mass which we need to drive this movement forward to restore Biafra. At the end of the day, you will then play a catch up, if at all there will be space for you to catch up. I'm very, very happy that our brothers and sisters all over the world are gearing up. Radio Biafra is helping to ginger everybody up to pull our resources together to make sure that we restore our sovereignty, which is the last hope, not only of Biafra people, but the entire African and black race. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. We are grateful for your call. That's Dr. Chukwuma Egemba, calling from London, United Kingdom, and a member of the editorial board of Radio Biafra. We welcome his call. Let us go to the phone to take this call before Chidera speaks up to address us. She has something important to say. This is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you from Houston here in Texas. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening.
Good evening, or good afternoon from here. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Chibuzo from Imo State. I'm calling from New Delhi.
You are calling from New Delhi in India. Chibuzo from Imo State, please go ahead.
Yes. Mr. Nand, I want to ask you one question.
Go ahead.
Is there any people here in India that is gathering from their friends? I mean...
Yes, we heard something before from some people saying they are putting people together.
Here in India?
Yes, but they have not been as forthcoming as we would like them to. Can you do any better? Can you do anything differently? Can you do any better yourself?
I don't know what humble from my own side, but just that guys know here, they are very stubborn. You understand me? Their argument is very much. You understand? Most of them, most of them sometimes, let them know that there is something like Radio Biafra. They should go there and listen and know what is going on in Khartoum. They feel, just from most of them, sometimes they are trying to fight with me.
They want to fight
you. Mentality in Dubai is very, 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 very bad. I don't know what is wrong with these people. Many of them are here suffering. You understand me? But the only way I can help in one way or the other, I don't help them here. I don't know. They will be listening to Radio Biafra. I said, okay.
Thank you, my brother. Are you from Iwonyolo? Are you from Olo?
I am Iwonyolo, Maka.
I love Olo people, and Chidera as well is from Olo. She has something to say to you.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're from the same place because I'm from Umaka as well, and I'm both from Olu and the way, so I claim both of them. What part of Umaka are you from?
Ishiri.
Oh, I haven't heard about it, but I'm from Ubele. Have you heard about Ubele before?
Ubele.
Yes, Ubeleoko.
Yeah, Ubele, Ubeleaka.
Yes. Mhm. I'm from there.
Yeah, our brothers here from Ubele also here.
Maybe we need to send Chidera to come and address you people there. Maybe things will be better that way. You are not alone. Even in the US, it is worse. But keep up the good work that you're doing, and God bless you. Thank you very much, and keep calling. Don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. This is Radio Biafra. Can you turn your system down? Can you turn your
hello? Hello.
Yeah, that's better. Please give us your name and where you are, please.
Nandi, oh, Joseph Atojiki and Ego from St. Martin.
From St.
Martin. I just came in and I've been in, but the last two persons, the person that I call from India.
Yes.
All my brother they have.
You see?
And Chidera, my sister too.
Even Chidera. Okay. Oh, that's very good. That's good. I like all you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah. They know I'm from the capital of Umaka. I'm Onyoba. But yes. I just want to contribute something, you know.
Yes.
Nandi, I just pray to God that you don't have high blood pressures talking to these brothers and sisters in the U.S. Honestly, because what they're doing is not encouraging at all. But let me tell you something. If by tomorrow, Obama wants to address the Biafrans living in the U.S., those ones that work every hour of the day will be the first ones that will line up because they want to be identified. I tell you this story. I am a member of a group, Umaka group, in the Yahoo group. If you hear what our brothers in the US discuss in that forum, that makes me sick. So I don't know what these Americans think, these Biafrans living in Americans, what they are thinking.
They are not Biafrans.
Okay, fine and good. If they are too busy, fine and good. If they are too busy, that they cannot contribute, they cannot come out. Sorry about the noise at the background.
That's okay.
If they are too busy, they can't come out. Why don't their money come out? Why can't they support this? If they cannot talk, if they cannot be physically present to support this noble cause, why can't they contribute money? We need a transmitter to be speaking to real people, because these guys are not real. They are fake people.
Yes.
The real people are languishing in Biafra.
That is correct.
I don't have heart to rescue these people. Well, I'm sorry for them, because they are already living in a land that people paid supreme price to get them the freedom that they have today. What they're enjoying today, they can get into America that belongs to not that doesn't belong to their father, and then and then they enjoy every liberty in America, and they don't see the need to extend this sacrifice to their fatherland.
It's very sad.
I'm sorry, but we cannot give up on them. That is more reason why, because they too, they need help. If they work every hour of the day, these people need the help. They need to be rescued.
You mean we need to rescue them first? We need to rescue the Americans from war. We need to rescue them from work. They have to be rescued from work. This work disease in America.
They have to be rescued, because what they live in is a fake. This is fake life. This is not the culture where we grew up. So there too, they need help. So that's why we have to intensify our effort. Do you know that the family member that I've been talking to in London for the past 1 year, more than 1 year, that Radio Biafra is on the air? I've been speaking, talking, hammering that you should tune into Radio Biafra. This morning when I talked to them, you know what they said? You have talked too much about this, your Radio Biafra. I think I will make time and listen. Before I called you, I called them and then put Radio Biafra on the phone for them to listen.
Oh my goodness me.
Yeah. So this is our message. We won't give up. In fact, sometimes I feel for you personally, because I don't think I, for one, will have this patience that you have. And the way you deal with issues, honestly, yes, you are the Moses of our time. That's why I call you the Onunekuru Ndigbo. Ahandigbo Jagamba. So I respect your courage. Please, the day you give up, we are finished.
Thank you very much.
You give up, we are finished. Because if you go back to history and see what happened to our forefathers when they were living in Egypt, even they hated Moses for even bringing them out of Egypt.
Yes, they did.
They were okay eating cucumbers in Egypt. They were happy with cucumbers.
Oh my God, my brother, please. There are a lot of people here. They want to hear your name again. They want to hear you say your name again, please, and your village.
My name is Joseph Adojike. I'm on your Bomaka, Ebim St. Martin.
Thank you very much.
I was so happy to know that Chidera, I've been listening to her.
Yes.
Her effort. In fact, when I heard her name first, I said, this sounds like Omaka, Omaka, Omaka.
Yes.
And this is the courage we have.
Yes.
The last spot that was conquered, that was taken during the Biafra War.
Yes.
You know it, Owerri, Olo, and Uli. That were the last...
Sectors that were taken. That were, yes.
Yes.
Yes, and the war ended in my father's backyard. Thank you very much for calling, and may God bless you. We welcome your call anytime, any day. Keep speaking to them. We have rescued a few people in America, of which your sister is one of them. She has been rescued. So we are on a mission to rescue the American Igbos. I would love to think that I work for and serve the Biafran people. I cannot serve Igbo people because some of them do not reason properly. I prefer Biafrans to Igbo people anytime, any day, and I speak it on air, because what I'm seeing from every Igbo association, from every Igbo gathering, from anybody who wishes to identify him or herself as Igbo, is not only disgraceful, it is gut-wrenching. Thank you very much for calling, and may God bless you. You want to say something? Our sister on Skype should remain. Adama, you are on Skype. Stay where you are. We'll come to you. Stay where you are. We'll come to you. Yes, please. Yeah, Chidera, and then Clifford. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to add to what my brother Josephat was saying. He was talking as if he accompanied us to where we went yesterday, because he said that the Americans here live a fake life, which is very true. You remember the guy that said he's an American citizen? So with that, what I want to say is it's a kind of a food for thoughts for all the... in fact, Igbo Americans, since most of them are not Biafrans, that you have a blue passport. Passport again, a cha blue, does not make you an American. There is a difference between an American citizen and an American. I know what I'm talking about, so you go and think about it.
Thank you very much. Thank
you. Director. It's in the same vein. Remember what happened yesterday when we went out to talk to some people? It almost resulted to a fight. Just because we want them to identify with their kith and kin, with their nation that God gave them, you know. And remember I told you the story of how I called somebody on phone and I started talking to him about Biafra. And then he asked me, when last I visited Biafra land, and I said 3-4 months ago. I didn't know where he was going, you know. And then he said, okay, I can understand. The mosquito that bit you while you are in Biafra land, the malaria, you are still not overcoming it yet. That's why you are still, it looked like you are still having malaria. That's why you are talking about Biafra. And then I asked him, you know, when last he visited. And he said a month ago. I said, then your own malaria is even more, deep penetrating than mine. So you should be the one that is hallucinating more than me. But as we continue to have a debate, I turned him around, and he ended up understanding why we're embarking on our struggle, and turned a new leaf. So the thing is, you know, we have to be consistent. We have to continue to preach the message, and we're not going to relent. Like I said, we don't have more than two options. It's either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. And should we die, we're taking everybody down. Definitely. This is not a threat. Biafrans don't threaten people. We say what we do, and we do what we say. Everything we say we do, we're going to do it.
Exactly. And our app is coming out on around the, we'll start testing it in the next 2-3 days. We are bringing the program to an end. Of course, there was a slight hiccup in the beginning, but we are reporting this evening or confirming to the people from Olo. I don't know if there's a... Before, I used to think that Owerri was very formidable, but Olo is trying to overtake them. Even George Agogo, who is serving Radio Biafra diligently on the Facebook group, is saying that he himself is from Amiyi Omuaka as well in Olo. I just love the Olu way, you know, the way they speak Igbo language is so sweet. I love it. It's very romantic. And I will encourage people that those people who are not married, rather than proposing to your would-be wife or partner or husband in English language, try converting it into Olu tone, the Olu dialect. Try using it. It sounds sexy as well, I believe. Let us go to the to Skype and take the last call for the day. This is Radio Biafra. Our dear sister has been waiting very patiently in South Africa. Please confirm once again to the listening world what your name is and where you're calling from, please.
Oh, you make me laugh so much.
Yes.
That is Adama from South Africa.
Yes, please go ahead, Adama. Go ahead. We are listening.
Yeah, Ndandi, you remember I told you we'll have a meeting today?
Yes.
We just finished with our meeting. I went and had a meeting with the people from the other side.
Yes.
And we discussed a lot of things. So what we are planning to do now, we want to register this as a non-governmental organization so that we will be able to be free to have something like a rally and other activities. You understand? Without any fear.
That is okay. Go ahead and do that. That is a very good idea.
I suggested that if we have to register, then we have to register it under under UK.
Yes.
You understand? If you have registered it in UK, we would love to register under you.
That is okay. We already registered in the United Kingdom. Radio Biafra is a going concern in the UK, registered with Companies House, with the Registrar of Companies in Cardiff in Wales. So we welcome that, yes, if you want to do, because we want to remain as one family. Of course, we know that there are a few divergent, or there could be people who may want to do their own thing locally. We're not against it, but we want it to remain. We want it to remain what it is. We are not going to change it. Yes, go ahead.
We want to register under you guys, so that maybe tomorrow, if people want to know about the movement, they will know that it didn't start here. It's a branch. You understand? They will know that it's not something new. It's something that has started long time ago.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
This is the branch.
Yes, okay.
A branch.
That is okay.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. That is a very good thing to do. So as soon as you people can do it, then you let us know. but yes, you can go ahead and have a more localized branch in South Africa. That is welcome as well. Or you can speak to the people in Malaysia. They have perfected this thing on how to do it. You can also speak to them and take a leaf from them. But what people are doing in South Africa is marvelous. And when Radio Biafra does come to South Africa in the next few weeks, it will be a very joyous celebratory occasion, not just for those of you in South Africa, but for the entire Biafran family all around the world.
And what I want to ask again, Nandi, you know, we have to prepare for your coming. So we are just asking for to know.
On the possibly between the, I'll give you a date. It is going to be because what we are saying is that there are quite a lot of work to be done in terms of siting our transmitter. So there is quite a lot of work to be done. I will speak to you off air about that because most of our movements when it comes to our transmitter has to be, I'm afraid, off air, because we need to site it somewhere our enemies cannot get at it. Because that is the arrowhead of our revolution back home on the ground when we go to sweep away the workers of iniquity in the house of God. So I will speak to you off air to give you the precise date I will be in South Africa with the rest of the crew of Radio Biafra to be able to present to the world a South African perspective on the struggle for Biafra. Regardless of what has happened in the United States, we have our 20% already entrenched here. Our people are dedicated, in the likes of Moses Wigwe, in the likes of our brothers Cletus and Martin in Atlanta, in the likes of Clifford Irania here in Houston, Texas. We have more than a battalion. We have people that are doing something here, and we know it's even going to be greater in South Africa. So thank you very much. I'm going to call you once we get off air this, in the next few minutes, to finalize the arrangements for Radio Biafra coming to South Africa.
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. You see how enthusiastic South Africans are. Isn't it amazing how enthusiastic they are? When I think about the people of Malaysia, what the farmers and the Okezie Ogus are doing in Australia, and what is likely to happen in India, what the people are doing in Canada, it fills me with joy. If I can't wait to go to Canada, it will be a thing of joy for Radio Biafra to be in Canada broadcasting to the world. Their enthusiasm is infectious. We've been excellently hosted in Atlanta, also in Corpus Christi, and now in Houston, Texas. We are not being greedy. We just want more people to come out, but we are happy with what we have seen so far in Houston. What Clifford has done so far is magnificent. You have to be here to believe it. Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, I really envy these people from other countries that are calling all the time, because I'm just so proud of them, and I wish that Americans would do that. So I'm begging all the Igbo Americans right now to come out and join this struggle, because I have put up a point in here. Like I said yesterday, so far I'm proud to be a woman, because it seems that all the ladies working for this struggle are formidable. I'm also proud to be from both Oweri and Olu, because we are doing well as well. The one I'm not very sure I'm proud of is being part of Americans here, because they are not impressing us so far. So Biko, I need to put that and join us in the struggle.
We want them to come out and join us. And by the way of a closing remark, what I would like you, we'll take, there are many calls coming in, we can't take all of them. Please, we are asking you, we'll have a second segment coming up in the next 3 hours. Please, if you can stay awake to listen to us, then please try and do so. For some of us, we cannot suffer from exhaustion or any illness, because this is Biafra. We keep going until we succeed. Can you please say goodbye, or temporarily, to our listeners, because we are reconvening again in the next 3 hours, please?
Hello, listeners, Biafrans, friends of Biafra. Thank you for your patience, for tuning in, and for staying with us for the last 2 hours or so. And I pray that Lord will give you the strength to come back in the next 3 hours and continue with us, and so that we continue to debate and exchange ideas that will help us restore Biafra, because Biafra is our country, is the country God has given us, and we are able to go up and take it from that decadent, despotent fraud called Nigeria. We don't have any we have limited choices, just two: we take it or we die taking it. And if we do that, we take everybody along with us.
Exactly, exactly. That is the spirit. That is what we like. This is Radio Biafra. We are going to get Biafra by whatever and every means possible. Anywhere we are going to get Biafra, we'll get it. Please, Chidera.
Yeah, thank you, wonderful people of Biafra, for listening. And I ask you to rejoin us in exactly 2 hours, 56 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And from me, Namdi Khan, it's been a pleasure having you. It's always a pleasure to serve the wonderful people of Biafra, the great people called Biafrans. We want our greatness to manifest before God and before mankind in the not-too-distant future, wherever you are on this planet. Once again, thank you for listening to us, and please do ensure that you reconvene with us in the next 2 hours and 30 minutes. As Chidera said, who knows? Who knows what may happen in the U.S.? We are praying that they repent from their sins of too much work. Thank you very much, wherever you are, and God bless you.
Eu sou do Emeganipeana.